Good morning, Woodies. Welcome to your Saturday morning. It is currently 5:20 a.m. and news report, my little puppy has woken me up yet again. So enjoy the sounds of me trying not to drink coffee on the mic, but needing it desperately because it is quite early in the morning as far as my body is concerned. Anyway, welcome to the Morning Wood. You've woken up with your Warning Wood to get stuck into. And I'm going to take you through the Brisbane Heat and Perth Scorchers game that occurred last night. I went to this game, so I figured it was probably best that I cover it. I sat at the square leg boundary in the second tier. So that was my viewpoint, my perspective, and I'll run you through how the game went, or at least from our position. For starters, Perth Scorchers win the toss, decide to go into to put the Heat into bat, which is a pretty fair, consistent thing when it comes to BBL or T20s in general. The teams tend to do that because you want to see what the score looks like, or what are you going to chase. What's never been a problem for the Brisbane Heat has been making runs. It's been defending them. That's always been the issue. So to begin with, they had Brendan McCullum and Chris Lind, the so-called Bash Brothers, enjoying their punt and their booze. They must have done quite well because they batted pretty well. They got the team off to a pretty decent start, one for 50-odd, 60-odd there at one point after 5-6 overs. So they got us. They pushed the score to a pretty decent total, and they looked at one point at making like over 200 runs. Was sort of where they were heading. That wasn't B. Some quick wickets pegged that back, but they were able to keep it consistent throughout. So Sammy Hazlett, friend of the show, 11 from 11. Looks a bit sketchy again, mate. You got to do something about that technique, but keep it up. Alex Ross at cheap. And at that point, you thought, oh, maybe this is the Heat from old splutters. But what they've been doing in this series is their batting shores up towards the end. You know, the middle order kicks in. So bank cutting, 46 runs. That was a huge influx, and as was Joey Burns. Joey Burns' inclusion was excellent as well. So it propped the score up to 191 in the end, which is a pretty decent score, pretty decent total. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that Mitchie Johnson wasn't playing. He'd been rested. They rested him. My conspiracy theory is that because the Scorchers were so far ahead in the league at the moment, they decided to rest their star bowler in an attempt to keep him fresh. It seems a bit bizarre to me. I mean, it's T20 for God's sake. Surely the guy can get up and play. But apparently not. That's fine. That's just the game. That's how this goes. So anyway, yeah. So it was 191 at the stopover. We enjoyed a laser display at halftime. It was pretty bang on. There's lots of fireworks and lasers. which is always fun to watch. Gorn's the Rocket Man. No more Rocket Man at the Brisbane Heat games, but the fire is still there. So you're sitting in the crowd, and it's already humidity of 100, and it's already 30 degrees at 8 o'clock at night. And then they think to put fucking flamethrowers at you. So, you know, it's just one of those things that they do. Good for them. And they should stop doing it. Anyway. So the batting for the Scorchers came obviously next. And what I really liked about the Heat's season this year, which is different to others, is, as I said, their bowling tends to let them down each year. And this year, with Brendan McCullum at the helm, he's making some unorthodox decisions in the field with his bowling to try and keep it creative and different and see if he can't mix it up. So one thing I don't think I'd ever see was Joe Burns open the bowling, and I like the tactic. He's just bowling arm balls. There's nothing too flash about it. But for a first over, you're completely changing what they're expecting. You know, it's not spin. It's not pace. It's just arm ball. And if you can't hit that, and you got to get the pace, well, you know, you haven't got the eyes in there. So you're not relying on the pace of the ball. So he went for four off that first over, which was pretty impressive considering two of those were wides when the left hander came on. So Joey still falls for the same thing that the rest of us do in club cricket and whatnot, that the left-right hand combination, you end up bowling to the left hander what would have been a great ball for the right hander. Anyway, after that, the powerhouses of Yasir Shah and Shrepson basically took over the show and spun just fantastically. They really bowled well. There was a few missed catches in the field on both teams, actually, but it, in the end, it didn't really matter. There were still some really good catches taken, especially from the Heat. Brendan Doggett had a fantastic game. Walked away with a bag. He got a Michelle. And did really well in the end. Really impressive in the field. Really impressive in the field. So Brendan Doggett, young fella, quick. Maybe look out for him in the future, I would say, in a BBL capacity, but still very good. And we also nearly had a hat-trick. Stekety was on a hat-trick there at one point. And, yeah, looked really good too. So, you know, it was in the end, a bit of a blowout. Scorchers unable to get the runs, and the Heat coming over the top, which again is just something new and different for the boys to be able to bowl themselves to victory like that. And it's great to see for Heat fans and for Scorchers fans. You know, that for me, this is the team that I guess we were expecting. You know, they've come off a lot of injuries. They've come off a lot of people leaving. You know, there's a few years now where they've won the comp. It gets a bit, you know, you got to have a slump at some stage, and yet they haven't done that this year. And this is probably the first time I've seen them look a little sluggish. And it was mostly with the bat. They just didn't get the run rate up. Again, there was not many fours. They were restricted quite well by the Heat, which again is something that doesn't really happen when you watch the Heat. So, yeah, in the end, it was a pretty smooth sail victory through that one to the Heat. Yeah, but that about wraps up that game for now. Just a reminder as well, in the next few days, we're going to be doing our live episode of Sporting Woods. So we'll be playing it on Facebook. You'll be able to watch us in the flesh live. Do our podcast. We'll be streaming it via Facebook. We've never done this before, so, you know, maybe you won't like the look of our faces. I don't know. Maybe. Either way, it's happening. And we'll see you guys there, and we'll post on times and whatnot shortly. But just keep a heads up on our Facebook, and you can see when that's going to occur. Anyway, all the best for now. I'll get out of here. All good with the test as well. It's you know, we're going into day three now, which has been a pretty good contest. I won't go into it too much because we'll talk about it when we finished up. But yeah, enjoy. Have a good morning. Bye. Oh, I also wanted to tell a quick story. So we're there, and in the stands. About halfway through, and we've been a bit rowdy, and I pointed out to everyone that there was a lady walked past with long dreadies and a hat on. You know, could be worse. It could be a hat wearing dreadied person at the cricket, huh? And I said it loud enough, and then realized that the man in front of me had dreadies and a hat on, and so did everybody else I was with, and they had realized before I had said this. And it was super duper awkward. So, word to the wise, if you see someone in a hat with long dreadies, just be careful that you haven't already seen it before and make comment when they're not there. Or just don't make the comment at all. Safer that way, isn't it? Anyway, bye.